Wednesday, August 20th. Commemoration of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, Doctor of the Church. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verses 6 through 14. The just man will give his heart to resort early to the Lord his Maker, and he will pray in the sight of the Most High. He will open his mouth in prayer and will ask pardon for his sins. Then, if it pleases the Lord Almighty, he will fill him with the spirit of understanding, and he will pour forth his words of wisdom as showers, and in prayer give thanks to the Lord, who will direct his knowledge and his counsel as he meditates upon his mysteries. He will show the wisdom of what he has learned, and glory in the law of the Lord's covenant. Many will praise his understanding. His fame can never be effaced. Unfading will be his memory. Through all generations his name will live. Peoples will speak of his wisdom. The assembly will sing his praises. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 19. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt lose its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is good for nothing any more but to be cast out and to be trodden on by men. You are the light of the world. A city seated on a mountain cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but upon a candlestick, that it may shine to all that are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For, amen, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall not pass of the law, till all be fulfilled. He therefore that shall break one of these least commandments, and shall so teach men, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But he that shall do and teach, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Haydock Commentary. Jesus addresses his apostles, styling them the salt of the earth, meant to preserve men from the corruption of sin, and to make them relish the truths of salvation. He tells them not to suffer their faith or their charity to slacken, in which all their power consists, lest they come to be rejected by God and despised by man. "I send you," says Jesus Christ, "not to 2, 10, or 20 cities, not to one single nation, as the prophets were sent, but to the whole world, a world oppressed with numberless iniquities." It is not the property of salt to restore what is already corrupted, but to preserve from corruption. Therefore, the virtue of the merits of Christ delivers us from the corruption of sin, but the care and labor of the apostles preserves us from again returning to it. So says St. John Chrysostom. This light of the world, city on a mountain, and candle upon a candlestick signify the Catholic Church, so built upon Christ the mountain that it must be visible and cannot be hidden or unknown. So says St. Augustine. Again, St. Augustine, "Therefore the church being a candle not under a bushel, but shining to all in the house, that is the world, what shall I say more than that all are blind who shut their eyes against the candle which is set on the candlestick?" I come not to destroy the law. It is true by Christ's coming a multitude of ceremonies and sacrifices and circumcision were to cease, but the moral precepts were to continue and to be complied with even with greater perfection. He fulfilled the law by accomplishing all the figures and prophecies and perfecting all that was imperfect. Our Savior speaks in this manner to prepare the minds of the Jews for his new instructions. For although they were not very solicitous about fulfilling the law, still they were extremely jealous of any change being made in the letter of the law, more particularly if the proposed change exacted a more perfect morality. Our Lord fulfilled the law three several ways. One, by his obedience to the prescribed rites. Therefore, he says, "It behooveth us to fulfill all justice," and, "Who shall accuse me of sin?" 2. He observes the law not only by his own observance of it, but likewise by enabling us to fulfill it. It was the wish of the law to make man just, but found itself too weak. Christ therefore came justifying man and accomplished the will of the law. 3. He fulfilled the law by reducing all the precepts of the old law to a more strict and powerful morality. So says St. John Chrysostom. "He that shall break one of these least commandments and shall so teach men shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven." That is, according to St. Augustine, he shall not be in the kingdom of heaven at all, for none but the great in sanctity and virtue shall find admittance into heaven. Do not then imitate the scribes and Pharisees, who content themselves with instructing others in the precepts of the law, without practicing them themselves, or, if they observe the letter, neglect the spirit of the law, performing what it ordains, not to please God, but to satisfy their own vanity.